Welcome to the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. This is the church that is called by the name of God, the church that walks in God's perfect law, and we follow the faith that was delivered to saints. Write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial area code 610-583-2400. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the apostolic faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org.
63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017, 3700 Call Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.
It is a fact known to the church that the Lord and Christ are one. We thank God for this opportunity, for this historic day for me to broadcast live for these hours. I am happy for the spirit that God has given me when I go to the station and sit there alone. I have a member in the back saying, amen. Amen. I have someone that walked the hallways while I'm sitting at a microphone saying, thank you, Jesus. I have a soul that agrees and say, now that's right. So the Lord give me a witness. And today I have many witnesses. Amen. To be with me, to be a voice, to say, amen. Don't y'all get started. We'll be churching with Doran in a minute. Amen. But it gives me almost 20 years on this station. But to have this opportunity, it took this long to get Doran in the congregation. So she can say amen along with the church. Amen. It be just her and me sometime. And I have my eyes closed for most of the broadcast when I'm doing it. But the Holy Ghost have me open my eyes sometime. And I see her in the booth just shaking her head and going, Lord, my God, where did it come from? I surprise myself sometimes. You have to pinch yourself sometime to say, really, the Lord has done a marvelous work. And I'm so happy to be able to share the knowledge and wisdom of God. And if you hear my words, they're the God's wisdom that defies your time, that defies man's wisdom. God was the potter. And I need you to understand that all of the souls that belong to him had an opportunity to come in flesh and blood. But they could not come until he prepared a body for it. So in the womb of your mother, whoever you are, God, the potterer, molded a body to possess who you are right now. Amen. And he gave you what would please him. But some of the work that he made on the wheel was marred. Amen. And he has that ready for destruction. Today is the faith of a woman. And I need you to understand your faith make you believe. You are not marred. You are not what was made to be discarded. He molds you as a vessel of honor. And you have to believe my words by faith. Because even if you feel that you are marred, I am one that can change your state. The gospel can bring you to repent of your sins and make you change and get the estate that we all lost in the Garden of Eden. But some of us, our parents were filled with God. And the potter had power over that lump when he molded you. And having that body already made, when it came, he gave it life by giving it a breath. And when that body that did not breathe in the mother, it was just a preparation for the body to take on the soul, that God was going to make that body a living soul. So when he breathed in it, and that body woke up, it then became a living soul, and it has a desire that it wants to be saved. Because all these souls that want to be around the throne of God, you cannot get around God's throne unless you come by the way of a body. And when you make up your mind that I'm going to serve the Lord with my whole body, mind and soul and strength and might, he's going to make the way possible. He's going to have the gospel come at the evening time when there is light now that you can save yourself, because there was a time that there was no voice heard from heaven and men didn't know how to save themselves. But now we know. We know that we have to repent of our sins. We have to be buried with him in baptism by going down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. It is that name that hath the power to just take all the sins of the body and leave it in the watery grave. And then the soul get a help me. It now gets a guide. It now gets the spirit that would dwell in it and say, I'm going to remind you from whence you come, and I'm here to help you get back. An innumerable, the scripture says, amount of angels began your journey from the earth to glory. The ladder that you remember that Jacob saw, that is your pathway from earth to be glorified. Because you're going to be like the Lord someday. At any moment, you're going to be like the Lord. And the gospel's purpose is to reconcile what you have done wrong and make it right. If you are crooked, the gospel is to make it straight. He is not going to leave you in the estate that you found yourself when you were born of a woman. He's going to change it. And if you repent, the potter had power over the clay to change it. Think now, before you woke in this body for the first time, God knew you. He said, I knew you before you were formed in the womb of your mother. Now, if he knew you before then, where were you? Where were you for God to know you before your body was prepared? You had to be in God. So the gospel come to say, come on, let's go back. Let's go back in peace. Let's serve the Lord while we're tabernacling flesh. And whatever he has commanded, because he himself came in the volume of the book, and he came and established a gospel. So that it, and the thing is how precious it was that he preserved it and reserved it for every soul that want to find it. everything on the face of the earth, if it calls itself Christian or religion, use the same book. People come to different ideas, but God only has one thought about what he wrote. And his divine one will speak the same thing every year, every moment of every day, every century. They all are going to speak the same thing. And then he wants the church to have the same judgment about what he wrote. And that word that is on the pages of the book has to come to life in somebody. Someone has to take on the word. When you said, I wasn't there on that Pentecost festival when Peter cried out to all the men and the brethren when they were saying, what shall we do? You weren't there. But I stand as Peter. If someone asks, what must I do to be saved? God has put that same thing in Peter. It's resting in my heart that I'm going to tell you, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And I'm going to give you a promise. Other churches don't give you a promise. They just said, I therefore baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and don't do it and don't give a promise. But here, I have to give you a promise. Because if you get baptized and you don't get the promise, the baptism is not going to help you. When he said you got to be born again of water and spirit. And I need the church to say,
amen.
Oh, come on, Laodicea.
Amen.
Because the entrance into the kingdom is by water and spirit. So if I just give you water, you cannot enter the kingdom with just water. You can't enter just with the spirit. Because Cornelius' house got the spirit. And then Peter said, who now can forbid water? That these have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. They then went down in water in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they had the entrance. They can walk on into the kingdom and finish their work. And now thank God that they have repented. They went down in his name and they received the Spirit. The promise is the Spirit of God to dwell in your members. Now I need you to think. When you were born of your mother and you took your first breath, you became then a living soul. But when the Holy Ghost came, you got another breath. Then you became a quickening. Let the church say,
amen.
I'm liking this. I don't normally have to ask for it, but I think Reb might be on to something. Let the church say,
amen.
Whoa. The second breath made you a quickening spirit. The first Adam was a living soul. Not second man Adam, but second Adam. We are that new thing that's going to be caught up to meet the Lord. That's a quickening spirit. Because it is in God. He didn't give the word, the time, and the place. He just said, I'll meet you in the air somewhere. There's a time that's appointed to meet. So if you got the spirit in you, when that moment comes in God's mind, the same how he took your soul out of his mind and put it in a body and it walked the face of the earth saying, somehow, Lord, I got to make the journey. Somehow, I'm on this journey, this race that's been set in front of me, and I got to run it with patience, but Satan is on my track. But somehow I got to make it, Lord. Your heart and mind is seeking this divine God. And when he give you his spirit, you're going to know when he say, time. If you're laying in your grave, your bones has it already recorded that I'm going to shake and wake. If I'm still walking, the quickening spirit is going to change my mortal body in a moment. At the batting of an eye, I'm going to be changed. Change. Hallelujah. Change in the twinkling. This, O mortal, shall put on immortality. And I'm going to meet the Lord. Do you understand my words? This is a day of faith. I have to get you to believe that God himself is ready to change you. He doesn't care about your flesh like you do. He's caring is your heart, like my heart. Then come on my chariot. Because there's a moment known to God. We're going away from here. Are you with me? It is this knowledge that must be preached. And you have to have the faith to believe the word of God. And every instance in the scriptures, over the 20 years I've been declaring this gospel, I've been proving that every time someone was saved in the word, they were baptized in his name and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. He started it out with Nicodemus when he walked. And Nicodemus wanted to know, was his mother birth all right? Because some people believe that that is a water birth. But that wouldn't work for Gerald Jr. He had no water at his birth. He was a dry one. I never heard of such. But he was. So he didn't have no water baptism then. But thank God there was some water that we traveled with. That he stood up and said, I want the remission of sin. And someone then baptized him in water in the name of Jesus Christ. He then found the pardon. Now, if you're a prisoner and you've done wrong, but hey, you're in jail, the president can sign a pardon. And whoever got you locked up got to let you go. Christ has done that to get your soul out of the hands of the enemy. He himself made it possible for your soul to say, I have been redeemed. I have been pardoned. And I have the remission of sin. This body got washed that he made. But he's trying to save my soul that's in this thing. So when this body decays, my soul don't decay. This housing decays. That's why I better wash it and make sure it got it in his name. Because at the calling of the name of the Lord, that sin that's in that body sticks to the watery grave and stay there. The Lord said, I get up walking now in a new life. The water baptism does that. And this is why the world can't understand something so simple. Because the potter made your heart, prepared your heart to believe it. So you can by faith said, I'm going by the way of the water, and I'm going to go by that. I'm going to get the spirit, because as I came out of the water, they said, I shall receive this gift of God. Amen. And now that I have the guide, my soul is protected now from this body. Either now a man can sin against this body, and you don't want to sin against the soul, because the soul that sinneth, oh, come on, church. Amen. This is an interactive church. Amen. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The body is going to decay and it's going to go back to the ground from whence it came. But God want to know, what did the soul do while it was tabernacling in that body? What did you believe? What did you say? What did you do? Every work that you did, God has a record. When you help the needy, God said, that's me. When you help the poor, the Lord said, that's me. Then men can now see Christ because he's tabernacling in you. So when he made you as beautiful as you are, this is why the church doesn't go in pride, because we try to change what God molded. God was at the wheel making a body. And when he was finished, he said, now that's good. And then he picked you and put you in that good vessel, that good one. I need to know you're going to leave here understanding me. Before you took your first breath, he had the body prepared. Amen. Just like him, he said, my soul desired. He wanted to save us. He knew there was nothing in heaven because he looked. Yeah. There was no sacrifice that could be made there. He looked down in the bottom in hell. Thank God he didn't find nothing there for my salvation. I thank him. He looked on the earth and couldn't find nothing. But he looked at himself and said, I am the perfect sacrifice. He came to a woman and said, do you mind if I use your seed? I want to make a body. And she said, let it be done unto me. Then his spirit quickened himself, took her seed and made a body. They said, now that body will be called the Son of God, which meant God. And when he grew, everybody was amazed at such a young age. His knowledge came to him of what he knew, how he knew all of the law at such a young age. And they're looking to, how did he learn? Where did he get up? He was God. When he woke up and looked through these sinful eyes, he said, I'm not going to be here long. So I better get started quick. But because of the laws, he couldn't start preaching until after he was 30 years old. But it didn't take him long to preach and got out of here. And that body was crying out. But the desire in that body was to get that body to the cross because we were coming. And we needed the blood. We came then. Our souls were made after this sacrifice. When he stained the ground with his blood, we could then find the remission of sin. And we can say one drop that fell down was for me. You have to know that the Lord was hanging to where he was going and where he was leaving. He was off of the earth in the air saying, I got to leave here and I'm going there. They took him down and they buried him. And he said, on the third day, like the folks are trying to serve God, saying this is Good Friday to Good Sunday, Easter morning, whatever it is. He said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. Amen. You cannot get 3 days and three nights from Friday. Because when Cleopas was walking, they said it was on the first day of the week, and Cleopas was walking, and God attached himself to him and said, why are you counting us so low? He said, where have you been? Are you a stranger in these parts? You don't know what happened. We were thinking that this was going to be the day that the Lord would be up. He said, what you talking about? Well, he said they crucified him. They put him in the ground. And this is the time we thought he was going to be up. And he talking to Christ. He was up. Hallelujah to God. Just like he said, he was up. And when he broke the bread, hallelujah to God, their eyes opened. Say, oh, our hearts was burning while he was yet talking. You know how something sounds good to you and your heart begins to burn at the word because you know something is going to happen to you. So this God that got up out of the ground had now a body that was never been made before. Stood on the earth and then they saw it take off. He said, in like manner, come on, in like manner, you're going to do it. You're going to hang. You're going to get off the earth and just suspend yourself. And the knowledge that comes to the soul is, I made it. Thank God. I had hard trials, but I made it. There's going to be testimonies because John heard you saying hallelujah to the Lamb that took away all my sins. Glory to the Lamb that died on Calvary for me. You're going to be saying thank you, Jesus. So this gospel is to reconcile from death to life. This gospel must take you from the power of Satan to God. So it has to be truth from the first speech to the last speech. If there's one lie that gets in your bones, that one lie pollutes everything. So when God comes looking for you, he cannot find a lie because his eyes cannot look upon iniquity. His eyes just cannot see when you're done wrong. That's why you want to be baptized, to wash away the sins so God can see the soul and say that soul can cry out, Lord, help me. You know I'm wrong. When you come to the cross and say, forgive me, pardon me. He said, I am faithful. Do you believe?
Amen.
Then let the church say.
Amen.
Woo. Sounds like the angels with you. Making my bones shake. Because there's going to come a conclusion. to this matter. Are you ready to see God like he is now? But this gospel being preached is to have that second Adam wake up in time. He said, behold, I'll show you a mystery. You shall not all sleep. This is a mystery. But I want you to know what the mystery is. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to put it in your heart and in your mind and make you know this mortal shall put on. This frame is going to change. And what I get will not be made by the potter's hands. The new one, what he has on reserve, what he has preserved for me, going to fit me. And it's never seen hands. Would you like one?
Yeah.
Well, he knew before this body was formed to prepare the next one for you. All you have to do is walk there by faith. Believe. It's like when a mother tells a child, you can do anything you set your mind to do. And that child will walk and begin to accomplish things because you put it in their heart. That's what this gospel is doing. I'm putting it in your heart. Like the minister said, he don't know whether he was in the world or out of it. But he went out, Jesus. So the preaching began to speak to the soul. Say, oh soul, wake up. Oh soul, wake up. And the body want the soul to stay asleep. But the gospel done found it now. Say, soul. Wake. Wake up thou that sleepeth. Something. Hallelujah. New Jerusalem is waiting for you. Oh soul, wake up. And the soul say, what is it that I hear? And something will come back. This is the voice of God. I need you to wake up. Because I saw you before you were in your mother's womb. I saw you around the throne. I gave John a vision that he could look down the telescope of time and say, I saw them standing like an army, because he had gathered his voice with Ezekiel and said, I saw dry bones. Hallelujah to God. I saw some dry bones laying in some graves. They had nothing on them. All I saw was bones, because that body that he had prepared had gone back to the dust. But there was speech to my bones. They prophesied. They told my bones that they were going to wake. And my bones believed it. So also, wake up. And when the soul wakes up, it can start telling God, I'm sorry that I was asleep on you. Hallelujah to God. Said, oh Lord, if you help me, I'll make the journey somehow. Somehow. Somehow I'll make it if you help me, Lord. But wake up, oh soul. And the enemy gonna grab the soul and say, oh, go to sleep. Don't nobody care whether you live or die. But you say, oh no, I got to stay up, because my master might come and I want my soul awake, because my body might be resting during the course of the night. But my soul, hallelujah, my soul don't sleep. My soul don't slumber, because the Lord might want to talk to me while I'm in my dreams, and I want my soul up so I can hear God. And my body might be moving. It might be shaking. Hallelujah to God, the bed. But my soul is up listening for my name. I'll be somewhere. Hallelujah to God. Listening. I'll be listening for my name. He got to call my name, and I want to hear him. So if my bones are laying in a grave, my soul's going to be up saying, I'm somewhere listening for my name. For when he called me, I got to answer. Job said, upon a time, put my body in the ground, but upon a time to speak to me. He said, I'll answer you. Call my name. I'll answer you. You got to wake up, soul. You got to wake up into the righteousness of God. You got to wake up. You can't do wrong no more. You got to wake up and want to do right. Oh, soul. When he called you, will you answer God? Or will you be dead? Because the dead don't know nothing. But will you die in the Lord? We sleep. So the soul will be up. Say, I had some hard trials.
I had sickness in this old body. But I want to tell you about a woman that inspired my spirit to give this week to you. I wanted to know. And I talked to the council and the hall of wisdom was at my disposal. And I said, Lord, will that soul meet me? And this soul was some distance from me. I want to tell you how my soul looks from the eyes of this gospel down to you. What joy you give me when you say my child is here. That God kept his word to you. That he gave your children the promise. Look for all of them. Because she's not going to rest. She said, I know an angel. Hallelujah. That can guide you and wake you up. Can shake you. But I asked God, will this soul meet? And I said, if she's going to meet me when I get to you, have her open the window. And as soon as I finish, her hand just stopped working and just touched the window and opened. And she called and she said, sir, did you call me? I said, God did. And I began to tell her what I had asked God. And our soul, believe my every word. But I want to tell you, she's given her mind, body, and soul to help me and you. She's dedicated her life, and she don't look for anything in return. So I promise God, when I make it, I'm looking for her. And when I finish, he gave me a song and I came to the church. And I asked you, would you meet me there? And you told me you would. Because I'm going to make it. If there is a God, and I believe there is, we're going to make it. This soul had a body that got a little ailing. You know this testimony. You know what God did. She could barely walk. Her feet had swollen 3 or 4 sizes larger. And it was water slushing in her foot. And the minister timed her one day getting out of her car to get to my office to work. And they said it took her over an hour. Hallelujah to God. To get out of the car. Go to the door. Open the door. And come up steps and just walk in the office. It took an hour. But let me tell you how the soul didn't think about the condition. She said, I got work to do. And she kept on going. She kept on pressing day after day after day after day. Until one day, hallelujah to God, that was known to the Lord. I was at the top of the stairs. And she had started to come up. Hallelujah. And her hat had it where she couldn't see me because she was looking at her feet. And she heard my voice. And I remember the hat. And I said, come hither to me. What had her? She began to leap and come up the stairs. Hallelujah to God. Let me tell you, I believe God. Whatever had a bound had to loose her. Why? The spirit came. Will you answer my call? Because the Lord going to say, come up hither. And you got to go. You got to let this sinful body go. So this soul was out walking and the saints thought she was still in that state. And the mother said, is that Sister Alamoth running? The mother said, that's, hallelujah to God. They stopped to praise God. They stopped to give God the glory because they noticed that God had done something. Have you noticed what God has done for you when he called your name? I want to have your soul awake. I want to have something burning in your soul. I told the man of God I would meet him. I want your soul after that promise. Don't let nothing hinder you, because there's a crown that's called life everlasting. That's the crown. He called it the crown of life. So he's going to crown you with everlasting life. So this soul inspired me to want to know, are you willing to serve God with your whole mind, body, soul, strength, and might? Let me prove now what I preach by teaching it. And I'm going to look to the prophets to help me.
Amen.
So you won't think it is of my heart. Because there was a prophet who told the people, he took the yoke that was around the man of God's neck. He took it and broke it. It was made of wood. And he came, you know how some people come, oh, the Lord sent me. And people believe them. Mm-hmm. But the Lord said that I will put a yoke of iron. And we will then serve. And then he told that prophet, because you have preached rebellion,
that's right,
I'm going to destroy you. And he was destroyed.
Amen.
Because there was a man said, God told him, give me a year, 2 years or whatever. He said, I'm going to go up and down the East Coast. And I'm going to have these great debates. I'm going to do all this work God told me. And I believe God. God told me. And he died.
Yes, he did.
And all that he said God said that he was going to do, he did none of it. Therefore, he was not of God.
Amen.
But let me tell you, when the Lord said one day in July, did not he do it?
Yes, he did.
Well, this morning, I woke up and I was pedaling around and I couldn't rest. And I said, Lord, I need some rest. My soul couldn't sleep, anticipating this moment.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was on a plane. And I got up from where I was, and I went to the jump seat in the back. And it appeared that this plane had the pilot right above where I was in a jump seat. It's weird, but anyway, this is how I saw it. And we were waiting on our orders. I knew we were waiting for something in it. And I kept saying, well, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. And I kept sitting, praying, and I was waiting. And then the order came. It was like two sheets of paper. And I could see the heading that it was good, but I couldn't read what it was. But Alamoth and Cheryl had already printed it, how she got it. And Alamoth was reading it. And then I saw her hand go up, and Gwen looked over and saw what it was. And she began to rejoice. And then the whole church got this news that the man of God had gotten the victory. And somehow I wasn't on the jump seat. I was with Gwen, standing next to Gwen. And as I turned, my mother said, have faith in God. But when they read, I have victory. And I believe God. So before I take off, before the orders to take the church away, victory. I believe God. I don't get dark speeches. But I believe when the hand went up and they were reading it, and I knew an angel or something came and gave the pilot, and I just happened to see the heading. It was like dark, like in bold. And the pilot reached down and grabbed both papers. And Cheryl already had it. And Alamoth was reading. You could see her head shaking. And the hands started going up to God. And they rejoicing started. And Gwen had a speech. And when we turned, my mother said, have faith in God. And I believe God. I don't believe we've come this far not traveling by faith. Because if we traveled by what we saw and heard, we would have given up long ago. But we believe God to the saving of our souls. In Jeremiah.
18th
and chapter. The 18th chapter. Let's sit with the potter. And I need you to determine
when his hands was on that body that you possess, what was he doing? What was he making it to do? What was he setting that heart to do? What was he setting that mind to conceive? What had he done? Yes.
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying.
The word of the Lord came to the man of God and said.
Arise.
Arise.
And go down to the potter's house.
Go to the potter's house.
And there I will cause thee to hear my words.
Go to the house of God. Because there are going to be souls gathered. Go to God's house and talk to the houses of clay.
Yes, sir. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold,
I came.
He wrought a work on the wheels.
The wheel was going around, and Sister Patricia was on that wheel. Sister Dorian was on that wheel, getting a body ready for these souls. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Sheldon said he had his hands on me. Joey said, me too.
Amen.
Everybody sitting said he
yes,
had
sir,
his
hands on me. Yes, Lord.
You hear this young man preaching now, teaching the saints. He said, let me tell y'all, I got faith in God.
Yes, sir.
I got a whole lot of no's. But he said, let me tell you, I got one. The Lord blessed me with one.
Yes, sir.
His mama didn't do that. His daddy didn't do that. He stretched out on what his mama taught him.
Yes, sir.
Have faith
in God.
And I'm going to tell you what my mother told me.
Yes, sir.
When she was living.
Yes, sir.
Have faith
in God.
So while she's resting, she hadn't changed.
No, sir.
You're not going to change when your son having trials. Say, mama done taught you, have faith in God.
In God.
And here he's now bringing forth manifestations that he believes God. He will wait on God.
Yes, sir.
And God will answer his prayer.
Amen.
Where did he get it? Mama. Saw mama praying. Saw mama crying out to God. Now he's got to do it. Go down to the potter's house. There's a work going on the wheel.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter.
And God somehow marred a few.
So
that means it was spoiled. It was damaged. So he discarded it. But that lump, he might have started over. And when he got finished.
The vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again another vessel.
It was marred, so he started over.
As it seemed good to the potter to make
it. Hallelujah to God. He wanted to make something good.
Yes, sir.
He said, now Cheryl going to have some hard time, but I want that soul to make it. So when he finished that, he said, now that's good. And the time of the mother had come. And he said, soul, Cheryl said, here am I. I'll go down, and I'll live a life that counts for Christ, and I'm coming back up here and praise you throughout eternity. That walk in the flesh did not hinder my soul. My soul went in it perfect. It found the remission of sin, and it laid down perfect, and then God woke it up perfect. So it came through the birth canal, and God said, woke up. Had some trials along the walk. But that's all right. She'd heard the gospel by then. The gospel had gotten there. And got into the ear. Yes.
Then the word of the Lord came to me saying.
Then the word of the Lord came.
O house of Israel.
House of Israel.
Cannot I do with you as this potter?
Can I mold you for something good? You are the house of God. Didn't I do something good for you? When I prepared these bodies, you're going to have issues in them. But I have made an escape hatch for you. Yes.
Cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord?
Can I do with you as I told that potter to make you good?
As the clay is in the potter's hand.
It's in the potter's hand.
So are ye in mine hand. Hallelujah to God. O house of Israel.
Go to the house of the Lord. So when you begin to look at God. I need Romans now. I want to take this time and teach this so no one can destroy my work. That when God had his hands on that body that made you, I want you to know it can be saved. It can have the divine will of God that it shall not perish. I need you to add what I'm preaching to your faith. Take your mixing bowl, put in what I'm saying, and put faith in this and I believe it. Yeah. Then bake your cake. bake me a cake first. Say, oh, thou man of God, I believe.
Amen.
That cake come to me first. I believe. And I'll tell you, the Lord shall sustain you all the days of your life. Your oil will not run out. Your flour will not diminish if you just believe. It is impossible to please God if you don't have faith. Faith is the substance of things I'm
hoping for.
What are you hoping
Hallelujah.
For? Are you hoping to be
Hallelujah
saved?
To God.
Then let the church say amen.
Amen.
We're going to save ourselves. Because now unto him that is able to keep
God
us from falling. And he's going to present us faultless.
Faultless.
I don't care about your struggles. I just care about it. Do you believe that every word of God is
true?
Romans
9:21.
9:21.
Hath not the potter power over the clay?
Oh, go a little higher. Let's come down. Don't give them the punchline so quick.
Not as though the word of God had taken not effect.
You think the word I'm preaching is not going to have an effect? Somebody out there believe me. Say crazy enough to say, I believe. They don't bake their cake. Their cake coming out of the oven. Say, oh, thou man of God. I put mine in the microwave. Hell, Lord, here it is.
For they are not all Israel.
Everybody that say they Israel.
Which are of Israel.
They're not all. Everybody that say they you all. That's why we churching with Dorian. These are people that know the truth.
Amen.
Yes.
Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham.
Neither if they say they're the seed of Abraham.
Are they all children?
Are they all his children? Because you are the one of promise.
In Isaac.
You got it by faith.
Amen.
You didn't walk with Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, but Christ Jesus is in you.
Amen.
Of a truth. Yes, come on.
In Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Because he had a natural child. Ishmael. But you remember when this old lady said, am I going to have pleasure in my old age and have a son?
Mm.
But the word came to her and
yes,
said,
sir,
you're going to have a child. But it's impossible. Don't laugh. You're going to have a child. That was a faith for her to believe, right? Did she have it? Then that's you a promise by faith. Yes,
amen.
Come on.
This is they which are of the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God.
The bodies that were made.
These are not the children of God.
This is not the children of God.
But the children of the promise are counted as seed.
We are by promise. Yes, come on.
For this is the word of the promise.
Here's the words of the promise.
At this time will I come.
I'm going to come.
Sarah shall have a son.
You hear it? Sarah going to have a son. I'm about 100 years old. A son. Come on.
And not only this.
Not only this.
But Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil.
This is the part that struck me.
That the purpose
I
of
hadn't
God,
done anything yet. I was just a body. I hadn't done nothing. I hadn't done good. I hadn't done evil. But it was already in God's mind that the younger was going to rule.
Amen.
It was already in God's mind. So when Esau came first, didn't bother God. Jacob came. The mama said, your dad would like to have some of your porridge. Go hunt. Leave the house because I got some things I want to do. Then dressed him up. And his father said, well, I smell Esau, but the voice is Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
The mama was getting some stuff done.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah to God. She was making sure that even though it wasn't even done or said yet, but the bodies were prepared
yes
for the will of God to be done in both of them.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
For the children being not yet born.
They were not even born yet. God had
done any good or evil.
He had in his mind what I'm going to do.
That the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works.
God's purpose in you before you were born. He elected to save you.
Amen.
He counted you worthy. And when everything is revealed, this body only was a temporary resting place for God's will for your feet to step in Jerusalem and not this flesh.
That the purpose of God, according
God's
to
God's purpose, was already established before the body.
That his election might stand.
That he's going to stand. He could say, I came to get you. Yes.
Not of works.
You didn't got to do nothing.
But of him that calleth.
Did he call you?
Amen.
Did you answer?
Amen.
Yes.
It was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger.
Esau is going to serve Jacob. How am I going to get it done? The mama somehow, how does she know? She was just doing her thing because she liked the younger one. Say, now, Lord, I love my little baby. I love Esau too, but Esau, baby, you mind going to get your daddy some of that good stuff, you go hunt. She already had it prepared. So while he was yet gone, God already moving in her, get him before his father. And he gave him the blessing. Yes.
As it is written.
As it is now written.
Jacob have I loved.
Jacob I loved.
But Esau have I hated.
Esau have I hated. Yes.
What shall we say then?
What are we going to say then?
Is there unrighteousness with God?
Oh, God forbid.
God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy.
Did he have mercy on you?
Amen.
Are you upset about that?
No, sir.
Are you upset that he had mercy on you?
No, sir.
Okay, then let's move along.
And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
Are you upset that he loved you and have compassion on you?
No, sir.
Okay, move along.
So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
This is just joy to my soul. You see the purpose in God for you to hear the gospel and obey it? Yes, come on.
For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh.
The scripture said to Pharaoh.
Even for this same purpose have I raised thee up.
You see how he's using the record of God? As he's writing, he's giving you the record that you should have already known this.
Yes.
So he's just bringing this back to your remembrance. Pharaoh, I made you for a work.
Raise thee up that I might show.
I wanted to show that I had power.
My power in thee.
Yes.
And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
What do you think he made you for? To declare his name. Man. All his marvelous works. Somebody's going to testify of the goodness of God. Yes.
Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy.
He had mercy on the church. Yes.
And whom he will, he hardeneth.
When he was making that clay and it got marred, he just discarded it. Started over. Made one good. I'll save that one. I'll put that soul. Making some, marred it. Cast it off to the left. Made another one. Say, come on, Sylvia, I'm going to set you over here to the right. Made
Thank
some
God.
Other folks marred it. Set it over to the left. Out of that same lump. Clay, making another one. Turned out good. Put it over to the right. I'll meet you on the other side. I'll meet you on the other side. Make it through. Yes.
Thou wilt say then unto me.
Thou wilt say then to me.
Why doth he yet find fault?
Why is there yet fault found?
For who hath resisted his will.
Are you going to be able to resist when God say, come? What you worry about the fault? Can you resist the will of God when he say, let it go? You're going to say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
That thou wilt
rejoice in
glory
to God. Dance in my feet. Yes.
Hath not the potter.
Have power, not then the potter.
Power over the clay.
Power over your clay. He had.
Power. Hath not the power.
What Rev say? They don't hear me. He had
power
over that body. And look what he did with it. It pleased him to make it. It pleased him for it to find the remission of sin. It pleased him for him to then put his whole being in it and then catch it away and bring it back to where it came from. Yes.
Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump?
From the same lump.
To make one vessel of honor and another unto dishonor.
See where you can go in and begin to rejoice. Thank God.
Amen.
That you know who you are in the earth. That you are a child of the living God. And don't look at the condition that you find yourself. Look beyond what it is currently. Knowing that God can change your state. Go back to Jeremiah. Because I want to show you. Even if you sin and you say, forgive me, the potter can wipe it out.
At what instance I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom.
God said, I can speak to what I've done.
To pluck it up.
And pluck it up.
Pull it down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil.
If I come to you and I found you in sin and you turn.
I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them.
See how you can get God to change? All you got to do is say, forgive me. I'm sorry. Yes.
And at what instance I
at
shall
what
speak
instance
concerning
then
a nation,
I can speak concerning a nation.
Concerning a kingdom.
Yes.
To build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight.
If it does evil.
That it obey not my voice.
And it doesn't obey my voice to change.
I will repent of the good.
I'm going to repent of the good.
Wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying,
go preach.
Thus saith the Lord.
God said,
behold, I frame evil against you.
Do you want this?
No, sir. And devise a device against you.
I will devise something against you.
Turn ye now, everyone from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good.
I want you to do that. And that's what the gospel is going to have you do. There shall be light in the evening time. And I want my radio listening audience to know, this is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, and we have enjoyed sharing our worship service with you. I'm going to turn it over to Dorian for these last few minutes, because we are churching with Dorian here at the church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
Good afternoon. I'm Dorian with WCGL 1360 AM and 94.7 FM. And I thank you all for the years and years I've been playing you on the air, and now I'm here. I meet you all when I get off at 4 o'clock. You always welcome me. You always have a smile on your face. And God truly, truly shines his light through you all. Thank you so much. And listening audience on the radio, we thank you. You've been listening to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith with Bishop Anthony J. Patterson.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Calendar of events. 63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017, 3700 Call Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.